Are you all right, honey? I saw you thrashing around. I was worried you were in trouble. I know you took lessons. That doesn't mean you couldn't still drown. Maybe some kind of fainting spell, sudden cramp, a seizure. I know you've never had seizures. Stop interrupting me. What I'm saying is that bad things can happen to anyone, no matter how prepared you think you are. Life is always ready to throw you a curveball. And I'm here to stop that ball from hitting you square in the face, sweetheart. And really, we're supposed to be having fun at the lake house. How much fun do you think your father will be having if he has to drag your waterlogged corpse out of the water? It may be morbid, but if it keeps you safe, I really don't give a shit. Just don't swim away. Look, I know you don't like me. At the very least, you don't trust me. Don't lie. You know how much I hate that. I'm not upset about it. I just want you to know, it doesn't matter to me how you feel, what you think of me. The important thing to remember is that I will always love you and care about you. You're mine. My child, I mean. I would do anything for you, regardless of how you feel about it or me. I am your mother, and you will always be in my heart. What's wrong? Don't rush me off. Something's wrong. You've been dour all week. I don't leave until you tell me what it is. So, unless you want me following you around the lake, you better start talking. Your girlfriend? You've been pouting this whole week because of her? I'm sorry. I don't mean to make light of your personal hardships. 14 days without her sitting next to you on the couch while she texts her friends. That must be so difficult. But when you think about it, it's really better that she didn't come. The summers at the lake house are really more of a family tradition. I know, but we're making it a tradition. And let's be honest, she won't be around next year. So what's the point? She's not family. She's just passing through. I thought you knew better than to depend on someone else for your happiness. Thought you were smarter than that. No. This is different. I choose to spend my time here with people who are important to me, because it makes me happy. But if you or your father had fallen ill, or had an accident, like your girlfriend had, well, I would suck it up. Resilience, sweetie. Learn it, and the world's your oyster. Or throw a fit, act like a brat, and drag everyone down with you. See how far that gets you in life. I'm not trying to insult you. I apologize if I hurt your feelings. I'm only trying to help you. That's all I ever do. Besides, your girlfriend, she wouldn't have had fun anyway. Can't swim with your leg in a cast. What was she gonna do? Hobble on shore the whole time while the rest of us are having fun? Oh, that look. What's wrong now? How dare you? You honestly think that I had something to do with it? With what happened to her? Please. Like she's worth the effort. She said the brakes failed. But let's be realistic. She was probably texting and driving. With how you kids are nowadays. Bunch of idiots. Well, not you, of course. You're different. You're just a bit too codependent. That's okay. You still have time to change. I'm with me here in your life, ready to teach you. You'll figure it out in no time. And besides, you still have lots of time before graduation. And even then, you'll be living at home for a few years. Yes, you will. To save money while you attend college. Your father and I agree. It's really the best thing for you. Well, it's not up to you. No. You want us to help pay for school, to keep your car, your insurance? Then you'll do as I say. As we say. Oh, you think so? You could take care of it all on your own. With what money? You really don't want to test me, sweetie. I'm older, wiser, more experienced than any woman you've ever had in your life. So, turn that frown upside down. It's a beautiful day. You're in a beautiful place with the two people that love you most. More than anything in the world. More than anything. You're still upset. Oh, poor dear. Your family loves you and wants to keep you safe and happy. Oh, how you must suffer. You don't get it. Life could be so easy for you if you just stop being so fucking stubborn, honey. Go. Stop trying to control everything. You're too young to know what's good for you. And that's what I'm here for. So come on. Cheer up, baby. You have nothing to worry about. I only have your best interests at heart, after all. That's fine. You'll be grateful one day, sweetie. I promise you that. You'll be so fucking grateful. And I'll be here when that day comes. No matter how long it takes. Because I'm patient. Resilient. And you're worth it. Mommy's here. And I'll take care of everything. So come on. Let's go have some fun.